This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
You're listening to What's On in Camden for the week beginning Sunday, the 19th of May.
Do you want to know what the introduction of tasers means for the Metropolitan Police in Camden? Well, if you do, you might be interested in this meeting. You're invited to a public meeting of the Camden Community and Police Consultative Group on Monday the 20th at 7 o'clock at Camden Town Hall. Chief Superintendent BJ Harrington is the new Police Borough Commander, and you'll have an opportunity to ask him what's being done to reduce crime and antisocial behaviour. The first part of the meeting from 7 till 8 will feature on reporting of crime reduction performance and the Community Safety Partnership. The second part will be a presentation from the Metropolitan Police on the introduction of tasers. In addition to that, if you're in the Somerstown area, you might be interested in taking part in a new safety initiative where Somerstown Community Centre is working with the Community Safety Partnership on a scheme to develop ongoing dialogue between the community and the Community Safety Partnership. And as part of that, volunteers are wanted from every single street in the area. So if you're interested, contact Peter Ward of the Camden Community and Police Consultative Group, which is based in Somerstown Community Centre, 15 Osselton Street. You can telephone on 02073830000. Or you can email admin@camdencpcg.org.uk, and the website is www.camdencpcg.org.uk.
Saturday 25th of May sees the start of the latest series of sessions for younger artists at the Camden Arts Centre, entitled How Can Art? The sessions are run by artist Judith Brocklehurst and Georgie Manley, and invited students to come along with work they are making already or with ideas they would like to discuss in a supportive environment. The project aims to open up a dialogue between students and introduce aspects of contemporary practice and the possibilities that lie within the arts. The sessions will run every Saturday for 6 weeks and are free to attend. Those attending are expected to engage regularly so that the benefits are further reaching. Please also note that there is no space for storing art projects. These must be able to be transported to and from Camden Arts Centre after every session. The sessions are free, and the first sessions take place on Saturday the 25th of May at 2 o'clock to 4:30 p.m. For information or to go to register in advance, please email Nisha Matthew on nisha.matthew@camdenartcentre.org.
On Sunday 19th of May, Women's Studies Without Walls invite you to Mary Lodato's talk entitled The Joy of Discovering My Authentic Self: One Woman's Journey Out of Institutional Abuse in Ireland. PhD student Mary is also writing an autobiography, Golden Slippers in the Sand, on her personal journey of survival, redress and recovery, charting her childhood experience of institutional abuse in an industrial school with a Magdalen laundry attached. Mary will be joined by survivor poet Emma O'Keefe, whose latest collection is entitled Irish Lifelines in London, and by Phyllis Morgan, who set up the Irish Survivors Network and who has been appointed to the Redress Board for the Magdalen Survivors. Some of Mary's artwork will be on display. The event is from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Feminist Library, 5 Westminster Bridge Road, SE1 7XW, and there is a suggested donation on entry of £3 to £8. For more information, call the Feminist Library on 020 7261 0879, email www.feministlibrary.co.uk, and on Twitter, search @feministlibrary, #WSWW.
Asia House's Festival of Asian Literature comes to a close on Wednesday the 22nd of May with author Tan Tuan Eng talking about his Man Booker long-listed book, The Garden of Evening Mists, in conversation with Maya Jaggi. Set during the Japanese occupation, The Garden of Evening Mists follows a young woman as she seeks solace among the plantations of the Cameron Highlands. Here she discovers Yugiri, the only Japanese garden in Malaya, and its owner and creator, the secretive Aritomo. Tan Tuan Eng was born in Penang, studied law at the University of London, and later worked as a lawyer in one of Kuala Lumpur's most reputable law firms. He also has a first Dan ranking in Aikido and is a strong proponent for the conservation of heritage buildings. Maya Jaggi's award-winning cultural journalism gained her an honorary doctorate from the Open University in 2012 for her outstanding contribution, notably in extending the map of international writing. Tickets are priced £8 to £12. For more information and to book, visit www.asiahouse.org.
Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak,
Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury,
Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden,
King's Cross,
Somers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.